We are back here on RFD today, celebrating June Dairy Month with Monica Nyman. And Monica, we are going to talk about June Dairy Month. Why do we celebrate June Dairy Month?
Well, we celebrate it because back in 1937, we called it National Milk Month, and that was a way to help distribute all the extra milk that the cows were producing. But the name changed back in 1939, officially to June Dairy Month, kind of to encompass all the different dairy products that are available. So for more than 70 years, June has been a time for us to honor all of our hardworking dairy farmers. You know, not just in June, because they work every single day of the year, but it's also a great time for us to remind consumers that milk, cheese, and yogurt do play a very important role in a healthy diet.
Jim Fraley and Mary Cobbyman also here in the studio with us. So please, if you guys have June Dairy Month questions, please chime in. We can talk about our favorite dairy products, because at the end of Jim's segment earlier, he talked about the quality that is put in and the quality that comes out. We can really rely and trust that product.
We can. And, you know, as far as, I know, dairy and nutrition, dairy is irreplaceable in the diet. It has so many essential nutrients, a total of 9 essential nutrients. And I do want to just kind of backtrack to what Jim talked about with the price. And, you know, I see that every once in a while, the price of milk, you know, maybe on just my personal Facebook page, somebody will make a comment. But if you think about the amount of nutrition that you're getting from one single cup of milk versus what you're paying for that, I mean, you really get a lot of bang for your buck, because there's a lot of foods in the grocery store that cost just as much or even more. And they are so nutritionally, you know, there's just nothing there. They're, you know, simple carbohydrates, simple sugars, no vitamins and minerals. But milk has 9 essential nutrients. It has a high quality protein, lots of calcium that you need to maintain strong bones and teeth. It also has phosphorus and vitamin D, vitamin A. So you're really getting a lot of bang for your buck when you're buying a gallon of milk. That's the bottom line.
We want to talk dairy, and later in July, an opportunity in Normal. Tell us about an opportunity coming up for a meeting here in Normal.
Okay, well, this year we are hosting our 5th annual Let's Talk Dairy event. It's kind of a workshop, and it's more targeted toward health professionals and people kind of in the wellness field. It's a program that we host for all of our contacts. You know, one of our goals is to really make a lot of personal contacts. We do a lot of one-on-one appointments and visits just so people really get to know us as an organization. So in the past years, this event has been held in St. Louis. And so I'm very excited that we're bringing it to Illinois, not only Illinois, but right here in our backyard. We're bringing it to the ISU Alumni Center on July 31st. We have 2 speakers lined up. The first one is Dr. Painter. He comes from Eastern Illinois University, and he's going to be talking about, nutritionally, is it okay for us to add a little bit of simple sugar to some foods that are already healthy? So a great example of that is chocolate milk. Still has all those 9 essential nutrients. It does have a little bit of added sugar, but the amount of nutrition that you're getting from that cup of chocolate milk far outweighs the fact that it has a little bit of added sugar. So he has a presentation lined up for us. And we also have a chef coming. Golda Ewald currently works over in Peoria at OSF. She is the dietetic internship director. She's like the catering director. She wears a lot of hats, but she's also a chef. So she's going to be doing some cooking for us using yogurt. So different ways to incorporate dairy into your daily diet. We're also going to be serving some of her recipes for our lunch. So July 31st, which is a Thursday, it's going to be all morning, and then we're going to be serving lunch to our participants who come. So a great way for us to spread the word about dairy and to bring that program to Illinois.
Who is encouraged to come? Who is this open to?
This is open to really any of our contacts. And when I say the word contact, like our dietitians who work in our areas, our health department professionals, anybody who's involved in wellness organizations or really just interested in learning more about dairy or cooking with dairy would be someone who would be invited to this event.
How do they register?
You know what? The best thing for them to do is to go to our website and send in an email to our info account. So our website is stldairycouncil.org, and just reach out to us via our website. That would be the best way for people to get information on that.
You always bring such nice goodies, and today even more so. Tell us what you brought.
Okay, well, for June Dairy Month, we have a brand new awareness campaign that we have rolled out called Milk the Real Deal. And the reason for that is because we do get a lot of questions about what we call alternative beverages. And what I mean by that are all the things in the dairy section that say they're milk, but really they're not milk. So a couple examples would be almond beverage, rice beverage, coconut beverage, and consumers are really confused. They think that those products are milk, and in fact, they are absolutely not milk. They are plant-based. They are made by soaking a cup of almonds in water, kind of mashing it down, pressing out the fluid, and then that fluid has nutrition added to it. So it's fortified. It has calcium added to it. Okay, and they call it milk. So our awareness campaign is really just to share with people that those things are not the same as regular cow's milk. Two really important things related to nutrition. Number one is they're fortified. So in cow's milk, all of those nutrients occur naturally, but these types of beverages have those nutrients added, and they're not always absorbed as well. And the second big difference is the protein content. Okay, we know that milk is a very high quality protein. It has 8 grams of protein for every cup that you're consuming. And we have some other campaigns that are revolve around the protein content in milk, because protein helps keep people fuller longer. It can help with weight loss. These alternative beverages have about 1 gram on average per cup. So you'd have to drink 8 cups of these alternative beverages to get the same amount of protein as regular cow's milk. So lots of nutritional differences. So this awareness campaign is more for us just to teach people that they're not the same. Make sure you look at your labels. It's very important to understand exactly what you're consuming and that milk is the real deal.
Oh, wonderful. We're all educated.